Well, I mean, not the first time that that's been asked. In 2017, there was the same issue raised with regard to the organization of the election that was annulled at that time. So we wait to see what the evidence is presented of what any shenanigans or any wrongdoing that the commission got up to, whether enough evidence is presented, and more importantly, whether another election is required. Because if a new election is required, I would completely agree with them that going into a new election with the same commission, with under the same rules, is unlikely to then produce a credible election if this one wasn't.
How are Kenyans reacting to this? Do something that Martha Karua and former Prime Minister Raila Odinga have a legitimate reason or proof to suggest that the court reconstitute the IEBC?
Well, the fact is, most Kenyans have not actually seen the evidence. I mean, what's been presented are the petitions, which make a number of allegations, the attempts to debunk in the public sphere. So I think until we actually hear what the case is and hear all the arguments, it's going to be hard for people to make up their minds. Now, I think I would venture to say most Kenyans don't want necessarily to have another election. I think the disruption that was caused by this one, or the disruption that elections in general caused, is not necessarily something that people look forward to. But if in case there is credible evidence produced that the result that was announced shouldn't have been, or that there was serious wrongdoing, then I think most people would accept, if not necessarily celebrate, a new election. Because in the end, what we want is a legitimate outcome.
John Kitongo, the famous anti-corruption campaigner, claimed he had evidence of rigging. You had some commissioners saying that some people had access to the server of the Electoral Commission. All this appears to be controversy that could play in the hands of those challenging the outcome of the elections. Your take?
Well, I'm not sure it actually does. While it does raise questions about the security of what the IEBC of the systems that the IEBC has for providing the public with the with transparency around the election. So in this regard, with the portal that they had set up, we've got to remember that the results of the elections were based on physical forms that were taken to the National Tallying Center. Supposedly verified with all agents there. So if they're talking about hacking, it's difficult for me to see how that then influences the physical forms. You know, they've got to show that those were actually changed, because that's what the declaration is based on. That's what the final result is based on. What's on the portal is largely meant to be, yes, a check on what's happening with the physical forms, and also a medium of transparency. And I don't minimize that. I think it's really, really important that if there are problems with that, they need to be sorted out. But I think to say that the election did not actually reflect what was in the physical forms, then they've got to actually demonstrate that. And I don't think, so far, at least as I'm concerned, that I've seen so far any evidence presented that the forms that were being used to verify and tally at the National Tallying Center were wrong.
What are the current expectations of Kenyans?
Kenyans in general expect the court to do its work. I think there's an expectation that it will listen to what is presented, to the allegations that are brought forward, look at the evidence that is presented, and then render a judgment. I think there's an expectation that, given what the court did in 2017, that there will be a fair judgment that is rendered that will reflect what the evidence presented says.